Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we're finishing up Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 52 to the end in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. They were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going in front of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He again took the 12 and began to tell them the things that were going to happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles. They will mock him, spit on him, scourge him, and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came near to him, saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we will ask." Jesus said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant to us that we may sit, one at your right hand and one at your left hand, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We're able." Jesus said to them, "You shall indeed drink the cup that I drink, and you shall be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit at my right hand and at my left hand is not mine to give you, but for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant toward James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that they who are recognized as rulers over the nations lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever of you wants to become first among you shall be your bondservant of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." They came to Jericho. As he went out from Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, you, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him that he should be quiet, but he cried out much more, "You, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him." They called the blind man, saying to him, "Cheer up, get up, he's calling you." He, casting away his cloak, sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabboni, that I might see again." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Immediately Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, they're on their way up. That means that they're in the valley where Galilee is, and they're ascending the hill toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem is on a hill, and on the way is Jericho. And so as they're approaching, as they're hiking up this mountain, they are approaching your death. And Jesus, I'm so grateful for how you prepared the disciples for what was going to happen. Even though they didn't get it, you told them so many different ways in so many different idioms and so many ways to prepare them for what was to come. But they just, it had never happened before, so they just didn't know. But I thank you that you loved them so much that you would prepare them that way. So thank you, Jesus, for that. The other thing I noticed about this passage today is when they're in Jericho and Bartimaeus hears about him, here's about you, Jesus. He calls you the Son of David, which is a huge thing to say. It is a recognition of the messianic way of you, Jesus. And so even in saying those words, he was having faith in you. And he was asking for mercy. And Lord, I just pray for my friend today who just needs mercy. They need your mercy today. They've asked for peace before, but they just need your mercy. Shower your mercy on them, just as you did with Bartimaeus. But the other thing I noticed that really surprised me that I thought was beautiful, it says, Bartimaeus, casting away his cloak, sprang up and came to Jesus. A cloak was the thing that was your blanket at night. It was also your clothing during the day, not that he was naked, but his main source of heat, keeping it like a coat. And everyone would have this, and it was part of having shelter. Some people would sleep outside, and the only thing they had was this cloak. And so he was basically leaving behind his security leaving him behind his economic security and also his physical security and safety by dropping the very thing that was taking care of him and going to the one and to the only one who could truly take care of him. So Lord, help us to metaphorically cast aside our cloaks today and run to you because we so need you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope that today is a day that you know that God has mercy on you and loves you so, so much.